We're in the home stretch of the holiday bustle, and for 24 years, January has held the promise of some extraordinarily calm, fantastic, wonderful, and exciting all at the same time. Chamber music. And with me is Felipa Solis, Executive Director of El Paso Pro Musica, to introduce their 24th Chamber Music Festival. Felipa, it's so good to see you.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
I so appreciate the timing in January. It feels like all the wonderful crashing waves of the holidays finally settle down to a calm sea of the Chamber Music Festival.
Absolutely. And it's like a house without windows. A life without music would just be impossible. So beginning the new year, we like to start it with a bang. And what better bang than to bring the finest musicians in the world to the entire region, as
I remember when, wasn't it Kwanwoo Kim at one point in time? That was my first exposure to the festival. And I remember his explanation that the festival called upon those young musicians on the cusp of greatness.
Absolutely. And now what Artistic Director Zul Bailey has done is he has now taken the festival to an incredible level whereby the greatest in the world are actually participating
yes.
in the festival. And they want to be here, which
yes.
is so wonderful. They come back sometimes year after year because they seek that invitation. El
mm-hmm.
Paso is always one big hug, if you will. And not only that, but the weather is so fantastic in the month of January.
Yes,
so for
absolutely.
Those musicians who travel from gloomy London and very, very cold, damp, wet
yes,
New York.
Your cello doesn't get frostbite here.
Oh,
so
no, not
very
at
nice.
All. No instrument
but
suffers.
But what a wonderful evolution to go from having to ferret out the greatness and to the greatness finding us now, thanks
yes.
to this type of festival and, of course, to Zul Bailey's contacts and his draw. Actually, so where is Zul at the moment?
Well, at the moment, he will be performing again in Anchorage, Alaska. He
travels the Sitka, yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he will be in Anchorage this week, but comes back for the festival in full force, is performing in just about every concert throughout the festival.
Might as well use him.
Opening.
He's here. Let's take advantage.
And he's one of the world's greatest cellists. So
yes.
we get to use that
yeah.
on our
win-win.
On our billboard. So
mm-hmm.
It is a win-win, and we begin. One interesting aspect of all of this is the fact that with a world-renowned musician comes a lot of renown for our community because
yes.
everywhere he goes, he's more or less that billboard, and all he does is talk about El Paso and
mm-hmm.
the great culture that we have here. And one of the things that he has worked diligently to create is collaboration.
Yes.
So during this festival, we have a collaboration with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, and we have a wonderful working relationship with the El Paso Museum of Art.
Excellent.
And every Thursday, we do what's called Box Lunch, which is a free concert, which makes music accessible to all.
And this is, it begins, if you'll pardon me my interrupting, but it begins on January the 9th.
That's right.
And that's the first Thursday in January when the Box Lunch will take place in the Gateway Gallery at the Museum of Art.
That's right. And this is kind of the beginning of each and every week. We begin with Box Lunch at the museum. And it's a wonderful merger of art and music together. And not only do we do our Box Lunch there and other special events, but every Saturday during the festival, we're also going to have a film series, a classic film series, whereby we show documentaries and films that deal with the music of that particular week. So it kind of highlights in different ways also at the museum. So that's three different art forms coming into one place.
That multidisciplinary approach is to me the single most exciting way to be involved in or experience the arts.
Absolutely.
And the Box Lunch, of course, is at noon each Thursday in January. The classic film series at 2 p.m. each Saturday in January, both at the Museum of Art, and perfect opportunity to take in the visual feast that is there along with the music, of course, and then the art of film. So you have basically four Box Lunch performances and mm-hmm. the films that correspond.
Right.
And then when do the concerts themselves begin, and what is your schedule for those?
Well, it begins on January the 10th. What will be exciting, let me go back a little bit to Box Lunch, because
yes.
also Zul Bailey is a very prolific recording artist.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And his latest CD is a tribute to Benjamin Britten at his 100th birthday.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So this centenary CD is featuring Zuhl with the North Carolina Symphony, where he performs the Britten Cello Symphony, and then with pianist Natasha Peremski, where he performs the Britten Cello Sonata. And they will perform together at Bach's Lunch on January 9th, this very, very special piece, the sonata, and the CD will be released on January 14th. So that's another
lovely,
exciting thing.
What a tie, because his recordings are on a par with, well, they're world class. They're,
yes.
They're, head for any record store and there you're going to go, under the best of the best of the classical recordings.
And that's very true. And what's exciting about this is that artists come here who record with him.
Oh, yes.
And this year it will be wonderful, as he has done in the last couple of years, is debuting these CDs worldwide here in El Paso.
Yes.
And so the entire region, El Paso and Las Cruces and surrounding area, gets to appreciate all of that.
Absolutely. Now, we have the free box lunches, we have the free films at the Museum of Art, and then the actual performances, the opening concert is January the 10th, I believe. Tell me about that concert and the program.
Well, that concert will feature Natasha Peremski, the pianist, along with a very wonderful violinist by the name of Paul Rosenthal.
Yes.
And this is going to be chamber music at its finest. This is old school chamber music and what El Paso Promusica is all about. Paul Rosenthal was the executive director, artistic director, rather, of the Sitka Summer Music Festival in Sitka, Alaska, and handed over this 40-year musical labor of love to Zuhl. And he now heads that. So he's in January in El Paso, where it's warm. And then he's in Alaska in June, where it's cool and brisk when we're warm.
It's got to be rough, you know.
It's got to be rough being that guy. But Paul Rosenthal was a student and mentored by Yasha Heifetz, the great violinist. And so it'll be wonderful to have such a program of classic favorites. And we will also be joined by Stephanie Myers, who is a professor of violin and viola at the UTEP Department of Music here. And
nice.
She's a wonderful, wonderful musician who helps almost every year with our festival. So it's also Zuhl's mission to get some of our fine artists
yes.
here.
Because it's
El
a heartbreaker to see things going on around you and you know you are qualified, you are capable, you are in that rank, and to be overlooked.
Oh,
so
no.
It's so wonderful.
No one at the UTEP Department of Music is overlooked. They're full
good
of talent.
For you.
And so we praise them and promote them. And what's wonderful is I'm speaking ahead of time, but later in the festival, we will be having a concert that will be specific to celebrate UTEP Centennial.
Oh,
so
yes.
We're very excited about
Lovely.
That.
Now, I know you have the Rubens String Quartet coming
yes,
in.
That's
you
week
have
two.
Some magnificent works for guitar and cello, which
yes.
what a combination.
And it's new music. David Leisner, the guitarist who hails from New York, has traveled all over the world and composes music, and many of his new compositions will be debuted and performed here in El Paso. So it's very, very exciting. And also in Las Cruces, we have concerts there as well. But one very exciting piece of music that they will be doing together, that they will perform actually record later in the year, is works by Manuel de Falla.
Oh,
so there'll
yes.
be Spanish music mm-hmm. in week two. And they're the canciones, the songs that Manuel de Falla composed for every different region of Spain. And so you have a jota from northern Spain, and then you have a polo from Andalusia. And the Spanish music will come shining through cello and guitar week two.
Yes. And you have a program that includes Schubert, Chopin, and Franz Liszt.
Yes.
I'll be there, front row.
Absolutely. Yes, we are doing the complete Chopin Nocturnes as our final concert of the festival with the magnificent pianist Piers Lane. And he is just so gifted and so marvelous. And so Chopin, we're going to count on that as being the night of romance for this festival.
Oh, definitely.
Because
that's why God made candlelight is for some of that music.
Right.
It's just too beautiful.
It is too beautiful.
Well, now this festival, it kicks off again January 9th with the first box lunch, which is at noon at the El Paso Museum of Art.
Right.
And what is new and different, so to speak, other than the array of artists that you attract? Or are you sticking to a wonderful working formula for this event?
Well, the formula works, but what we do is we take it to another level by doing things like bringing in artists who are composers, working closely with, for instance, with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra and Buslav Rate, who is our new conductor.
Yes.
He and Zul are working hand in hand.
That does not surprise me a bit.
Yes. I think that's a wonderful...
Such shy gentlemen. So
artistic and just a magnificent combination thereof. Mm-hmm. But both are working to do this incredible collaboration with the works of not only Mozart, but Miklos Rozsa. So there's just all sorts of interesting different kinds of programming. But remember that the bottom line of El Paso Pro Musica is education. And so
yes.
All of these artists who come to El Paso take time out of their schedules, rehearsing and so forth, to go to schools throughout the region, because the accessibility of the music is the key here. Yes, we have beautiful concerts, but isn't it wonderful that kids from the barrio and children who have no other means of being able to listen to classical music have the best of the best right in front of them?
And the intimacy of chamber music, if that does not pierce your heart with the passion for classical music, nothing can do it. My guest today, Felipa Solis, Executive Director of El Paso Pro Musica, introducing the 24th Annual Chamber Music Festival, kicking off on January 9th. For the entire schedule, go to eppm.org or visit elpasoartmuseum.org for information regarding or more details regarding the box lunch and the classic film series. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me, and we'll see you at the festival.
Absolutely.